This podcast is powered by Men's Tee Clinic. June is Men's Health Month. Optimize your total wellness with Men's Tee Clinic. For over a decade, Tolos continue to trust Men's Tee Clinic to transform their hormone health, mental focus, weight, movement, and sexual health. Be the next life change. 972-GO-MEN'S-TEE or menstclinic.com.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
He's got the ball now. Right edge of the arc. Here comes a three. Halliburton with 22 points. Timeout. Oklahoma City.
This guy is the Denny Matthews of the NBA.
And a ground ball to short, and the Royals win the World Series.
How old is this dude? Where's the excitement? The Denny Indiana Matthews. Pacers are shocking the world right now. Maybe not this studio with these guys thinking it would go at least six games as they take game three at home, 116-107. Good morning, Metroplex. It's a rainy, nasty Thursday. We got you covered to get you to your weekend as quickly as possible on your home of the Cowboys and Rangers, 116-107.
Yeah, and look, I mean, this was the best game of the series so far. Obviously, the drama of the finish of game one was great, but I mean, that was the first two games Oklahoma City was in control. This was something where
it's been a pretty decent final so far.
Yeah, yeah, for storylines and drama and everything else, it's been good. And yesterday was the best game that we've seen to this point, and it was pretty tight throughout the game. Mm-hmm. And then you get, you know, 6 minutes left in the fourth quarter, so whenever that was, Indiana starts pulling ahead a little bit. Shea obviously not coming up huge there in the fourth quarter. Would he have like 3 points? I think he had a free throw and a bucket. That was it. But I mean, that was last night. It was just, again, it's one of those examples of Indiana just coming together, playing full team basketball, eight different guys score in the fourth quarter. I was looking it up. I think they've had 11 players during this playoff run score at least 10 points in a game.
Wow.
So they're deep.
And that cost Jay-Z $1 million.
Good.
As apparently,
whoa, rude,
he put down the $1 million bet to win 3.3 on Thunder in five.
Oh,
that's not, oh, that's not happening.
No, that's I do not believe that is possible. Could be Pacers in five. You know, you don't get credit for that one though. I guess if he bet the how many games does the series go, regardless, but he didn't bet that one. It's a tough bet. It's a tough loss right there. Mark Boyle looks like is his name. 35 years as Pacers radio.
By the way, we were talking about TJ McConnell earlier, and this was his Dirk performance. This is him going out there. They were talking after the game.
JJ Barea performance.
Yeah, well, they're talking about him. They're like, he had a cold. He's been battling. He's been sick. So he went out there with feeling a little bit under the weather without Oklahoma City having to cough and fake like they're making fun of his illness.
You see his sister?
Yes. She plays in
WNBA.
Yeah. Phoenix, right? Is she with Phoenix?
Sure.
that steal that he had,
damn, before,
that's just a lazy pass. It's a very lazy. That's not an NBA Finals, you know, pass. You cannot be at all lazy in this. It was Richard Jefferson talking about you can't even picture the amount of intensity that happens in a Finals game compared to like any other game, even in the postseason. And that's a perfect example of it. Like, you cannot like be even the most little bit lazy with anything. Great heads up play.
I'll tell you what, as much as Rick Carlisle's reputation is kind of prickly and rough around the edges and stuff like that, he's going to, if they pull this series off, he's going to reach pop status where it's like, not the level of him as a coach. He's going to reach the point of like, nobody is going to call him out for being a jerk anymore. It'll just be like, nope, he's allowed to be a jerk. He's a great coach. So he can be rude to anybody he wants.
Tyrese Halliburton putting it in the face of myself, and Kevin Hagelin.
The commentary is always going to be what it is. You know, most of the time, the talking heads on the major platforms, I couldn't care less, honestly. Like, what do they really know about basketball? The commentary is what it is at this point. You know, it doesn't matter. You know, we're here in the NBA Finals, two wins away from an NBA championship. So, you know, just got to stay with it, put my head down, keep working. And as a group, we just got to keep learning from our mistakes, seeing where we can get better, and take it a day at a time.
God, I got to give him the applause. He pulled off my pet peeve. He did it. He said, I could not care less.
Yeah.
Got to give him even more credit. And he called out his dad's jeans yesterday. They weren't Michael Irvin glitter black jeans, mm-hmm. but they were some type of jeans. And he goes, your jeans are out of pocket. He gave him the hug, said to his ear, your jeans are out of pocket.
He's a tough guy to figure out, because like all these analysts are saying, you know, he's got to come play. He's got to, you know, try to get his points. He's got to try to score more than he does. And it's just such a weird thing for a guy who is supposed to be the best player on the team. Jimmy Butler's in the same situation. How does Jimmy Butler go out there and get 9 shots in a playoff game? You know, like these guys that are just like, some days they're just not there. They're not with it.
Yeah. Well, Tyrese doesn't have that type of offensive game.
No, he does. He's not like Jimmy.
Jimmy's a better scorer, mm-hmm. but Jimmy likes to pass too. Jimmy loves to, he would rather pass than shoot. And Tyrese Halliburton, right? He's not the best athlete. He's always moving all the time. He loves getting others involved. And I don't think, I really don't think that he's done it through the playoffs, but he can't make up his mind to wake up tomorrow and say, I'm scoring 30 today.
No.
Because yeah. he has to hit these awkward looking catch and shoot threes. And when he's going to the rim, it's a teardrop runner at the free throw line. So he's not an explosive offensive scorer.
No, it's not his game. In fact, this is, I mean, it's such a bizarre setup right now, because if they were to win this game or win this series, Indiana, this is to me more than Detroit, more than Toronto in years past. I'm trying to think if there's a team that even comes close to this Indiana team in terms of being lacking stars and just
yeah.
What seems like the most generic type of collection of players that you could think of. Even Detroit, like, yeah, they didn't have a bunch of like big time primary scores, but that was all NBA defense from like all 5 of them. Like, you knew, like, that's just, it's their style of play, but those are superstars on the defensive side. There's no superstars.
And they
here.
Still had Hall of Famers. Like, I don't think Halliburton is on his way to the Hall of Fame. So they have this may be a team that wins it with 0 Hall of Famers.
Yeah, they've got some first round picks. But it's not like they were all like top, you know, 3 or 4. You know, Mathurin was like 6th, but the rest of them are like, you know, mid-first guys, 11, 12, 15. You get some second rounders. The way they built their team is pretty remarkable.
They're not gonna win it though. Thunder in 6. The New York Knicks get embarrassed again. They were 0-3. After the Mavs said you can't talk to Jason Kidd, the Atlanta Hawks made it 0-4 as they said you were not talking to Quinn Snyder. And
why Quinn Snyder?
Snyder was highly regarded.
Yeah, he was a big time coach once upon a time.
I mean, once upon a time.
Nothing in Atlanta.
No.
But to me, you can't win big with Trae Young. And they're running out of people. Charles Barkley called him out last night on NBA TV.
The Knicks got to be the stupidest damn people in the world. Like, you don't fire no good coach like that and don't have a plan. I mean, Tibbs did a hell of a job. Obviously, something's going on there, but you don't have a plan. And now the 3 coaches turn you down. You got to have a plan, man. And they don't have a plan now. I mean, I don't know what the hell they're going to do.
Wow. Embarrassment.
You mentioned like they're running out of coaches. It's like they haven't even tried the traditional route the way they're supposed to. Stop asking other teams for their coach. Just go hire somebody.
And hire Michael Malone, man.
Someone tweeted me exactly that. How bad does this make Michael Malone look?
Really bad. And unless they've already reached out, he told them no.
Or unless they're like, all right, he's the backup plan. I don't know.
But even the backup plan makes him sound look worse, because now he's not the backup. He's the 5th up at best.
It just feels like New York just wants to take something. Like, it's just it's the Brunson thing all over again. It's like, yeah, we can tamper. Who cares? The league's not going to tell us. We'll do the same thing. We're hiring coaches. All right, shoot, we're running out of options. I mean, we've called 4 teams trying to steal their coach, and they won't let us. Call somebody who's not employed, guys, or call somebody who's going to get an elevation.
Shams has come out with the latest Kevin Durant list. They're working on a deal with the following teams as possibilities. The Rockets, the Spurs, the Timberwolves, the Heat, and the New York Knicks.
So, I mean, look, if you're a Mavs fans, if you didn't want Kevin Durant here, this is good news for you. It does not appear that he has interest coming this way or that they have expressed any interest in getting him. That's good news. But, like, this could very well also be teams that just have a lot of cap space and you got to figure that one out. But it's kind of a mishmash of teams here that are thrown in there. Like Minnesota, Miami, Miami, like those, they don't equate. Minnesota, Miami don't equate.
What do you mean?
One's South Beach, one's Minnesota. Like these are not like a lot of free agents are like, I want to go to certain cities. You know, the hot button cities. This is like, he's all over the map. Durant, good for him for wanting to go to a team that wins.
Durant, that's what it is. Durant wants to win. Durant wants to win something that won't. Or that might save his legacy is what he wants. And so he's looking at, all right, where are my options? What makes the most sense?
Mark Stein has added on to some Mavericks notes. They prefer to keep PJ Washington and Daniel Gafford, but Gafford is still available in the right deal, apparently. Expected to re-sign Kyrie to either a long-term extension or free agent contract if he opts out. So I can hear Tim Bontemps right now on the Hoop Collective saying, Dallas Mavericks are about to make a big mistake.
By extending Kyrie?
Yeah.
Man, I think that's a that might be one of those saving the fan base situations. But I will caution this. You know, that theory of you've got to sign Kyrie to save kind of the morale around here, I don't know if that's the case still with Cooper Flagg. You know, it might be. It might help. But, you know, there's a lot of unknowns with Kyrie.
Good he is.
Yeah, right. There's a lot of unknowns with Kyrie and the injury and what he's going to be like afterwards. Gafford's interesting because he's going to be pricey. I mean, he's not going to be cheap. Someone's going to give him a lot of money on the open market.
Well, that's it. Yeah, he's entering the last year of his deal. So, I mean, it's like if he's going to cost you a bunch of money, like you're probably not going to be able to sign him long term. I would try to move Gafford this offseason and just get something back.
God, I love Gafford.
Dude. Yeah, I do too. He's great. Like, it's not anything of just like being unhappy with him. It's like you got to do something to rebuild resources here, and you're not going to be able to resign.
What are you going to do when Lively gets hurt? Lively's always hurt.
You got Anthony Davis to also play, but play center when he's in a uniform and able to play.
Never hurt.
We have some stars, headlines, and possibilities. Is it David Pagnotta? This guy has been on it at the fourth period. NHL analyst tweeted yesterday. The Stars are indeed taking calls on Jason Robertson, but Jim Neal is hesitant to move him as they look to free up some cap space. I'm told they're shopping Mason Marchment, who is entering the final year of his contract at $4.5 million a year. And I was reading deeper into this. Mason Marchment has like a no trade clause. Like, how the hell did he get a no trade clause? But that's Jason Robertson and Choppy. You've been brainstorming.
Well, we've been looking at, maybe moving on from Robertson to, because you got to give something to get something. And I've been wanting to get Brady Tkachuk from Ottawa in here. It's going to cost. It's going to be Robertson and something. Robertson and Maverick Bork. Robertson and picks. You know, it's going to have to be something to get him. But you're giving up. And if Jim Neal.
Marchment, by the way, he's got 10 teams on a no trade list. 10 teams.
I'm pretty floored by that.
Right?
Yeah. Like if Neal is hesitant to move on from Robo, that tells me one of two things. Like one, he not only loves him as a player, but he also likes his style of play. He likes the skill and he values skill over toughness. And that's what Robertson really has. But also I wonder if he's hesitant to move him because he doesn't think the value that he would get in return is what he's worth to the team. Like he's a really, really good player. Is he going to bring back the value that you would hope that you would think and as you think as highly of him? I think Neal's obsessed with skill. Look at this team. They are a very skilled hockey team. They're more finesse than not, but they're tremendously skilled. And that's great, but I would sacrifice some of that skill for a little bit more grit and toughness.
Don't they feel like that feels like where they're at though right now? I think they are that way too. Like I think Jim Neal seems to recognize they have a problem there. Jim Neal tried until the very last second at the trade deadline to get a defenseman in here who was going to add to their physicality. So I think he understands we've got to improve in that area. Like, they clearly know they need some changes. I don't think they just think DeBoer firing, that's the only thing we need to do. That'll clear things up. I think he knows they need tweaks.
Headlines to get you ready for your Thursday on a nasty, nasty day leading into Father's Day weekend here on Sean and RJ, along with our Cowboys insider Bobby Belt, who was once again at Cowboys practice Ford Center at the Star in Frisco. And why is Bobby talking about the Dallas Cowboys offense being unstoppable? No other morning show had someone there at practice. We will recap what they did on the field for America's team on the official home of the Cowboys with a Luke Bryan ticket giveaway. We go commercial free after this.
June is Men's Health Month. Optimize your total wellness with Men's T Clinic. For over a decade, Tolos continue to trust Men's T Clinic to transform their hormone health, mental focus, weight, movement, and sexual health. Be the next life change. 972-GO-MEN'S-T or mensteclinic.com.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Opening day. At this moment, every fan from every team feels exactly the same way at the exact same time. Like anything is possible. And on Arena Club, home of the original Slab Pack, you can rip open that feeling anytime you want. All the excitement, the hope and anticipation, the love of the hobby and love of the game is right there in your hand. Have an opening day every day. Let the chase begin at arenaclub.com.
Wherever summer takes you, save on your journey with True North convenience stores and Red Bull. Enjoy the new Red Bull Summer Edition, White Peach, a perfect balance of bold, sweet, and refreshing. Right now, grab any 3 8-ounce Red Bull for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon, just in time for your next road trip. Save big all summer long with the True Rewards mobile app, available in your favorite app store. True North convenience stores, fast, friendly, clean.
You are not from DFW unless fill in the blank at 740, part of the Neighborhood Watch, the most local segment in radio. We are rolling on a Thursday with Sean, RJ, and Bobby. Thanks for being a Tolo. That stands for Turn It On, Leave It On. We have some Luke Bryan tickets to hook you up with coming up in a few minutes. Same giveaway in the 9 o'clock hour, so do not change the radio station, especially when you don't hear any commercials. And we are going commercial free right now as we head back inside the Star as Bobby went to Cowboys practice again after yesterday's show.
Gentlemen, your confidence level at this date in the Cowboys passing attack?
Seven or eight.
7.5, that's good. Seven or eight.
Yeah, right.
Okay.
There.
All right. Jake Ferguson wants you to know this should be a 10.
Yeah, exactly. I mean, you can't cover everybody. So, I mean, having him, 88, and then Jalen, some of the young guys, myself, Brevin, Scooney. You physically cannot cover everybody, and I think it's going to be really hard in the pass game, but then also, you know, we can run the ball too.
And that's what was on display on Wednesday, not running the ball. They can't really do that out there at these practices, but the unstoppable nature, the uncomebackwithable nature of the Dallas Cowboys passing attack. It was the most dynamic practice we've seen yet from the passing game in terms of just their ability to control the entire practice. So the Cowboys ran back-to-back plays. They were in 7-on-7. They ran back-to-back plays inside the 5-yard line, and they ran it to the back pylon both times. It first started with CD, and then it was Pickens. And on both of them, they were wide open. So the first one had Sean's favorite player, Kenneth Murray, from yesterday's high-low, and Deron Bland completely confused about where they were supposed to be. And that left, I mean, they off the line of scrimmage, CD just went directly to the corner, the back corner pylon. But because of George Pickens being in front of him and some of the different things they were doing with the route combinations to confuse them, CeeDee Lamb got to the back pylon without anybody 8 to 10 yards around him. And that's CeeDee Lamb. That is supposed to be your focus. But they had no clue who had the responsibility because of the way that Dallas had confused things. So they said, all right, let's go right back to the well. We're going to do it again. Same play next time. And they did it again, this time with Pickens in the back and CeeDee Lamb up front. And same thing. Pickens gets to the back corner. Absolutely nobody around him, scores. And this was a consistent theme throughout the day, was just Dallas working, the Cowboys offense just working the defense in 7-on-7 and 11-on-11, especially with the first team, with a lot of their different route concepts and different things that they were doing. So it was a good day overall. It was a good day overall for the Cowboys offense.
I normally like hearing Jake Ferguson speak. I would love to have him in Oxnard again, sit down with us as RJ makes fun of his team's fight song. But I roll my eyes at all this. Every player every year is in the best shape of his career.
Oh, yeah. Mm-hmm.
Every team has weapons. Every team, you can't cover everyone. We hear it after NBA acquisitions. We hear this in Jacksonville. We hear it everywhere. You can't cover everyone. You got to make a decision. You can't double team. Blah, 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 blah. Go out there and do it.
That's true. But it is interesting to me that yesterday they were showing them what they were putting out there was Pickens and Lamb on the same side. That's going to stress things a little bit more if you do want to try and take both of them away. If they're both outside, if they're both playing outside, you can kind of bracket them both and it's no problem. Yeah. It's a little bit difficult if you stack them up. And if you do, like I said, legitimate stack formation, if you're able to put them on that side consistently, but you're going to need guys on the other side of the field to pick things up and be playmakers.
Look, I think it's going to be a problem. I think George Pickens is going to have a fantastic year. That's the way I feel right now, but everyone says this.
Look, I mean, at the end of the day, they're going to be a good offense. Are they going to be the number one offense in the NFL? I mean, who knows, right? We're going to be splitting hairs. But they're going to be I would be disappointed if they don't average 26 or more a game.
That's what I was thinking, 26.
Right? So that's a weird number, though, right? 26. Yep. Let's go to 27.
The Cynthia Freeland number.
Yeah, let's go to 20.
I project the Cowboys will score 26 points on Sunday.
Yeah, but they should be. We should look up and more often than not just see them put around 27 points on the board.
Specifically at home. They need to score at home again because that was the big thing for them. They're always able to play fast. It's considered such an advantage for them offensively when they're at AT&T Stadium.
But I don't want as big a discrepancy. I don't want 40 at home and 24 on the road. A little more balance with that.
Sure, you don't want Amari Cooper splits, but I'm pretty happy if 8 games out of the year I know they're scoring 40 points, and I'll take my chances on the 24 in the road games at that point. But it is something where I think a big deal of this. Ferguson can talk about it, can't cover everybody. We got this. That's true. That's great. The biggest thing for the passing game still is going to come down to, are they protecting or not? If they're protecting Dak and Dak has time to stand back there and Dak is going to be healthy, they're going to pick people apart.
John Machota got some quotes from George Pickens on why this is the right place for him. Quote, just the guys and the team speed. The team speed applies to the scheme too. If you got a lot of fast guys, you're definitely going to have a different scheme. That's an interesting observation. Pickens said this is the most speed he's played with since his time at Georgia. And then I think Patrick Walker asked Pickens what stands out most to him in a Brian Schottenheimer offense. He said he wants multiple variations, a lot of motions, a lot of things that you get an indicator on what the defense is doing before you say hike. Some coaches don't do that.
No, a lot of coaches want to look at it static. That was something that...
He's coming from Arthur Smith.
That's something that, speaking of Arthur Smith, Aaron Rodgers, for instance. Aaron Rodgers has talked about he doesn't like motion. Aaron Rodgers says, I want to be able to just look at the defense and know what they look like, see what they're in, and just go. And also you hear a lot of other people talking about when you do motion and different things like that, it makes it difficult to do some of the tempo stuff that you want to do because you naturally got to slow down, get into your formation, move guys around. Sometimes they think tempo is more the advantage. West Coast is very big, so McCarthy was very big on that static stuff. That's why there wasn't a whole lot of motion. It's naturally the way that the system operates. Schottenheimer is going to run a system that, I think some of the stuff that people are going to see, like I told you guys the other day, it's going to be obvious it's different. Will it be better? Maybe not. They may be worse than they were last year. We don't know. It will look different. You will look at it and go, that's not the same thing I saw last year. Is that good or bad? That remains to be seen.
You can have you can have motion, pre-snap motion, and be a bad offense. You can have stagnant and be a great one, and vice versa. Like you said, Rodgers liked it. It's all quarterback preference. If the quarterback is more comfortable without motion because they can see what the defense is doing better, then go without motion. If they're fine with it, then use it. There's 78 ways to skin a cat, like we said yesterday.
I think some of the differences you're going to see, Dallas last year, and we're just resetting things from Cowboys minicamp yesterday. Their final practice is coming up later this afternoon. When you look at Dallas last year, they ran by far the widest formations in football for most of the season. Their offense was spread out
more than
anybody else. The top, trying to remember who all it was. It was something like the top seven offenses in football were also the top seven in tightest formations in football. And so, I mean, that's kind of where the game has gotten a little bit. And that's definitely going to be a difference that you're going to see with Schottenheimer. Schottenheimer prefers tighter formations than the ones that Mike McCarthy operated under. So that's going to be a difference right there. You know what's also a difference, RJ Choppy?
What's that?
And this culture. This culture is something else. And look, I know you don't have to take my word for it. You can take the word of, as Peyton put on the cut sheet, Jason Tolbert. Jason Tolbert is a player for the Cowboys, I guess. But this is Jalen Tolbert. He went on
hosting a G-Bag remote.
He went on NFL Network yesterday, and he was asked, "Hey, what are some of the, you guys keep talking about how great things are over there right now? What are some of the differences that you guys are experiencing at practice compared to last year?"
Like I say, the guys love the energy, love the music that we're able to listen to at practice. It brings just a little extra touch to it. And, we're even all chasing after the ball, you know, running full speed after, you know, whoever catches the ball or running back busts through the hole. We're all chasing, you know, finishing in the end zone with him. And, you know, those are two things that are completely different from practice before. And so, like I said, we're all having fun out there, and it's actually fun to, you know, compete with who gets to the end zone first without the ball. You know, like, we're racing each other to get in there and then have to run all the way back and, you know, do another play. So, like I said, we're having fun with it. We're creating a different feel, different culture around here, and it's exciting.
Tell him why he's wrong, Chop. Tell Jalen Tolbert why he's wrong.
There was music in practice last year, and there was music with Jason. There's been music at practice every year for the last... We used to do this with Mickey. We would have Mickey read the playlists of what was going on at camp. Like, let's start with this revisionist history that it was, the practices were slow and uncompetitive, and the offense was terrible, and they didn't have fun, and they didn't play music. I mean,
let's put it in the context of, because yeah, you're right. Garrett definitely was a more competitive practice atmosphere, but like, Tolbert's been here for 3-4 years. It would have been...
Oh, wait, the mojo moments. We had a mojo moment.
Oh, gosh.
I guarantee, though, if you take, again, everyone says the same stuff. You take the first year McCarthy and you ask for the differences, it'd be just as glowing. It would be glowing compared to Jason. Everyone talks about the new glowing stuff with the new regime. I believe it's going to be better, but everyone says the same.
They do talk about, well, here's, I guess this is the only way that I'll
guarantee you, year one, McCarthy, first practices, they're talking about what's new and unique.
Right, but typically, and this is where I'll deviate a little, typically what they're talking about is still something that actually stands out to them. So yeah, if something's different and it's not necessarily great, they are talking about something that's like particular about, this is the way that we're doing things now that I like better. And so what you're finding, though, is that consistently everybody out here is talking about, I like the tempo better, I like the scheme better, I like the energy better. Everybody's getting along, but it's like literally everything across the board. I talked to somebody earlier this week, and they had said, it's just like, they're like, it's, nobody's unhappy. There's nobody unhappy in the building right now. There's nobody surly. There's nobody sitting around complaining about anything. And again, does that equal up to wins?
Complain about.
No, they could. You can have this fact. This can be the truth about the Detroit Lions that went 0-16 under Rod Marinelli. They could have felt this way too. I have no idea. But what it is it's clearly something. When Jalen Tolbert sits there and starts saying, it's actually fun. It's brought a different energy. When you get Wanya Thomas tweeting, it's fun again. These sort of things do make differences in terms of margins when we're talking about everybody's talented and everybody's looking for an edge. There is an edge to, you guys are all playing for each other.
Were you around the ping pong table?
No.
Patrick Walker apparently was, and he said it's getting heated, like the Olympics out there. Guys going at it.
Well, and that's like I was telling you guys yesterday about the high school thing. Like when you want to get it, like players will get more angry and worked up about talking, reminiscing about high school games they played and battles they had with somebody. Or if they encounter somebody in the locker room who, oh, we played high school against each other, they get so worked up and competitive. And that's what, that is what Shoddy's trying to tap into, is competitiveness without combativeness and trying to build a familial energy to it. That's what he wants.
Is it Jay Toya?
Yes.
All right. Micah versus Jay Toya. The entire locker room watching. Toya had a lead so large that Parsons called timeout to the chagrin of Dak and everyone else. But Parsons then walked the rookie down for the narrow win. And he and Diggs, they were celebrating, yelling 7-11 after the win. Overshone was the leader for Team Toya. So he said it was Olympic-level intensity as it was breaking out in the locker room.
And you're right. It's something where this time of year, everybody's going to talk glowingly about these sort of things. Miami was talking glowingly about taking the ping pong tables out of their room. They were like, oh
business. We did this with Rivera, right? We rolled our eyes about it with Ron Rivera. But it was like, oh, they're changing the culture.
It's
the culture's the quarterback. And the Cowboys, if Dak stays healthy, they're going to be a good team because they have a good quarterback.
That doesn't – you've said that before. I don't know what that means. What do you mean the culture is the quarterback?
The culture is how good your quarterback is. If you have a great quarterback, your culture is he's great, you're going to be a good team.
I think
that's what I'm saying.
I think we've seen instances before of culture can be poor even if your quarterback's really good.
Yes. But I'm saying it doesn't
Yeah, he's saying
doesn't matter.
And he would still say you would win.
Yeah, you would
because win. Because the quarterback determines everything. If he's saying if Dan Snyder drafted Jaden Daniels, that Dan Snyder would not be getting murdered and killed, and Washington would have won basically the same last year.
Yeah, if Patrick Mahomes got drafted by Washington, you know, just go pick your player, right? They would have been better under Dan Snyder, regardless of how Dan Snyder, regardless of his toxicity.
There's a lot of people who think toxicity in Green Bay is why Aaron Rodgers won one and why he didn't have more success in Green Bay during the time that he did, when it was a vulnerable NFC for a lot of those years.
Well,
they were the one seed a lot. Like, that's so. I mean,
and when the margins got tight and you're going against other playoff teams, what happened?
Look, I get what you're saying, but the point still remains, like, you know.
And whose culture was that, by the way?
What?
And whose culture was that, by the way?
We already knew what you were alluding to.
I wasn't even alluding to that. But I wasn't even thinking about that.
The point is that they were still, that quarterback masks everything. And could I argue that it wasn't the culture, it was the fact that they were a passing team in Green Bay in January that got them beat?
Let's talk about Diggs dropping a little bombshell here. Shireen Williams keeps writing, ProFootballTalk.com, he's expected to miss all of or most of the 2025 season. And Diggs told Calvin Watkins, I'm aiming for week one. The goal is to return in time to play week one. Now, he didn't say he was going to do it. He said that is the goal. But Bobby, we got two major extremes here. What did you think or what did you do or say when you saw this headline, what Diggs said?
I mean, that's kind of what I've thought the expectation was.
Week one?
Yeah, because we had talked about that, the other day that it was, Woodring wrote that, and I don't know, that could have been a misstep or misspeak or whatever, but.
I mean, she wrote it again.
Well, then, yeah, I don't know what that is.
She's written it twice.
Because the expectation from everything that the Cowboys have said publicly and everything I've heard privately is, we don't know how he's going to react. We won't really know until we get to training camp, we start looking at this. But yeah, we think there's a possibility he could be ready by week one. He may not be ready till week six. We just don't know, and because he's been out of the building rehabbing a lot of his stuff. So it's like they got to get their hands on him and see exactly where he is. And they've had times before where guys have come back a couple weeks early. Guys have come back a couple weeks later. But they think it's at least within the window of we can manage this potentially to where he's there week one.
Inside the Star with Bobby Bell on the home of the Cowboys as Micah Parsons decided to grab a helmet and jump in a few drills yesterday, surprising many at the Ford Center at the Star in Frisco. One more day of practice, Bobby with the recap tomorrow. Let's hook you up for turning it on, leaving it on.
So I'm going to sit right here All right, Tolos, right now. That's right. Call number 10 at 877-881-1053. Wednesday, pair of tickets. See Luke Bryan on Friday, June 20th at the Dos Equis Pavilion in Dallas. That's call number 10 at 877-881-1053.
Luke Bryan.
June is Men's Health Month. Optimize your total wellness with Men's T Clinic. For over a decade, Tolos continue to trust Men's T Clinic to transform their hormone health, mental focus, weight, movement, and sexual health. Be the next life change. 972-GO-MEN'S-T or mensteclinic.com.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses like Rise Bakery connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Opening day. At this moment, every fan from every team feels exactly the same way at the exact same time. Like anything is possible. And on Arena Club, home of the original Slab Pack, you can rip open that feeling anytime you want. All the excitement, the hope and anticipation, the love of the hobby and love of the game is right there in your hand. Have an opening day every day. Let the chase begin at arenaclub.com.
True North stores have Primo Eats and Pepsi brand products that are heavy on taste and light on your wallet. Right now, buy any Primo sandwich and add a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Handmade every day, Primo uses quality meats and cheeses. Complete the meal with a Pepsi. Grab any Primo sandwich and pair it with a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Get more with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your app store. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
And he's making me feel more dumb than the Pacers because I've always made fun of his voice in the past. And then every daggone song you're playing this week, I'm like... Damn, that's a good song. Man, that's a really good song. So he's putting it in my face like Carlisle right now. Let's hook you up again in the 9 o'clock hour, and we'll have two more giveaways tomorrow for the Luke Bryan tickets. Thank y'all for checking us out. You are appreciated.
You are appreciated.
Let's go local.
We need to take people out of their bubbles and their safe place and make them think about the world we live in.
You are fake news.
So what do you guys hear? What's the scuttlebutt?
Let's start off with the weather. Ugh. And how it affected everyone on the drive-in today.
It's pretty nasty out there. It was going slow, a little slow. The traffic was slowing it up. You had those big puddles, those giant puddles in the middle of the highway.
Those are the worst.
They are the absolute worst. And, you know... I was looking at the radar because we had baseball last night. We got baseball today, 11 o'clock game. And I was trying to see what we're getting in. If we're getting the game in or not because it's turf.
You played yesterday?
Yeah, they played at 6. Yeah.
Outside?
Uh-huh. Yeah, it wasn't raining.
Oh, I had nothing but rain.
Oh, yeah. We didn't this was up in Salina. We had no rain.
Ugh.
I didn't have any rain by me at all during the day. And then in Salina, it was fine last night. It was chilly. A lot of wind. I mean, it felt like it was in the 60s. It felt like, you know, I was not prepared for that. I was in shorts and a t-shirt, and I'm like, listen, it's June. I don't dress based on weather. I dress based on month. That's what I do. And I was like, this is too cold for me right now. So I hope we get it in today.
Low of 67 today in Salina.
We're in Melissa today.
No, the drive-in this morning was awful.
Awful.
And it's not even like... It's just everybody, I'll give everybody credit. I didn't see too many nut jobs today just trying to go, oh, I'm going to cruise 90 and hit a puddle and everything else. Didn't see any accidents. I was expecting, surely I'll see one. But when I was driving, it's just so frustrating because then everybody's like, all right, we're on the highway. Let's everybody go like 55 and like we're all going to kind of coast. And then you get like the two lanes, 114 before it kind of expands out a little bit. In those two lanes, like clockwork when it's raining, two semis will park next to each other and you are just coasting behind. That can add like 5 to 10 minutes onto the drive if you get stuck behind them at the start of that two lane.
It's like Talladega out there. They're all just bottled up and like candy cane. Everybody keeps everybody inside.
it was brutal out there. And I mean, we're looking at it right now. There's stop traffic out there on 75 right now. So keep it.
I mean, I think it's supposed to happen through Sunday. Not like this, but 50% chance of it.
This is why I used to always, whenever my dad would give that old man phrase that everybody does when they get old, which is, we needed this, talking about rain.
I love it. I can't wait to go home and lay down. Hopefully my kids are out of the house.
A day. I can take a day of this. When it gets more than that, I start getting... It's sad,
seasonal affective disorder?
No, it's not sad. It's Jack Torrance in The Shining. Like, I start wanting to like just hatchet doors and stuff because I get so frustrated about the rain. So hopefully it dries up sooner rather than later. Shout out to Carter High in Oak Cliff. So we've been highlighting different athletic programs and schools around the area during Neighborhood Watch. We had a couple listeners ask to give some love to Carter. That is, of course, the legendary program that produced players like Jesse Armstead, Michael Crabtree. That's also the high school for Shakari Richardson. About a decade ago, Greg Ellis actually produced a really good drama about the Carter High scandal or the Carter High football program, everything that had happened there from the late 80s to the early 90s. That was really, really good. That's actually on Peacock right now if you want to stream it. But shout out to head coach Spencer Gilbert and the Carter High football team over there. All right, so...
You mentioned last week, you mentioned Grapevine. They actually won.
Grapevine
did. Back-to-back. B2B. Jimmy Webster.
They're the back-to-back champs. Alito won as well, I think. I saw some people sending me messages saying Alito won state as well.
They beat us. They beat Colleyville in the third round or fourth round, whatever.
Well, then don't you just root for the team that beat you?
I don't know. I don't know, but sometimes
you can't keep
I
track of the sports rules.
Yeah.
All right. You are not from Dallas unless you've ... Get us your answers, 877-881-1053, 877-881-1053. You can answer on the Twitch and on the YouTube. This was a question that was being asked this week, and I thought some of the answers were good, so I put it on my social media. I was like, threw it up on Facebook, threw it up on Twitter, and I wanted to get some of the replies to this question that was being asked over on Reddit, which is just, hey, if you're not from Dallas unless you've blank. Here's some of the answers that we got. Some of these references I don't get, so I guess I'm not from Dallas. First one, this is what Kristen...
Is it Dallas or DFW?
We can do DFW.
This is the DFW.
Dallas is the encompassing way it was being asked. Yeah. It's just like, it meant the Metroplex. But Kristen had said this, and I'd never heard him say this. This was an answer being thrown around a lot on Reddit, and I doubt you guys have heard of it. Had your birthday at Penny Whistle Park, which I'm sure the Fantex is going to blow up, because when I said I didn't know this, then Kristen freaked out, and then a couple other people freaked out. This is apparently like a creepy, like, little clown carnival setup over on, like, over near, like, Plano Road on Northwest Highway, and it's, like, where that indoor soccer facility thing is now. But that was one that they had. Almost died at the 18335 suicide lane.
That's the death, still to this day, the dumbest city engineering decision I've ever seen in my life. I have no idea who came up with the bright idea to have two highways merge into one without having any kind of an entrance, ramp, lane, whatever. These two literally converged to one.
It was
dumbest
awful.
Thing ever.
It was always at full speed. Nobody had anything. It's like, oh, here comes somebody. And it was every day I would be there. There was always an accident there. Some of the other answers are going to... Fantex is lighting up with one. They say, unless you've been to Rudy's Chicken. That's the one we're getting a lot. You've got been to Sandy Lake. Taken a date to the top of Reunion Tower.
Up in Carrollton, Sandy Lake?
Mm-hmm. Sandy Lake Park over there. This is one that I know that if you're not shopping with Rick Stacy, you're burning money. You remember that one?
I do.
Been in a wreck on 635.
Realized 635 used to be my worst highway, and now I'm looking forward to it for the new drive to work because being on 30 every day.
I never understood why people hated 635. I mean, it's brutal, but I always thought 35 was when you... merged onto 35 off of 635 was when I was like, this is where crazy takes over. This is where just rabid, aggressive drivers take over. Unless you know to avoid the Galleria in North Park during holidays, that's how you know?
It's more than that. We'll go on a random Tuesday, and I can't park anywhere in a garage. I have to go to the fourth level. It's insanity. I'm like, why aren't these people working? Like, where is everyone? How are all these people out here? Because it's slammed at North Park every single time I go with no parking availability.
If it's not ice skating, Kristen will not...
I thought people didn't go to malls anymore.
Kristen will not walk...
That's a good one.
Kristen will not walk into the Galleria if it's the last 2 months of the year. like November on, unless she's taking the kids ice skating or something, that would be it. Got rear-ended by an Altima. These are, you're not from Dallas unless you've ..
Specifically an Altima.
Yeah,
Altima?
Yeah, which I drive an Altima. I rear-ended somebody a couple months ago. Gotten
looks
lost.
Like you got rear-ended too.
Yeah, that also happened. By an Altima. Gotten lost coming out of DFW Airport. I'm going to add a caveat. Gotten lost in DFW Airport. The way that exit setup is, it is its own little city.
Yeah, I almost got in a bad accident one time going out of the toll booth, mm-hmm. and then you got to get to the right.
87 lanes, yeah. Go down to 4.
Yes. So that was that was scary.
This is wild. 817, I used to work at Stacy's. That was real money he was burning. So he would really, for those commercials, which, Sean, I think those ended before you got here, but yeah. it was he would do this. He'd say,
really,
if you're not
money?
Shopping with Rick Stacy, you're burning money. And he would have $100 bills on fire.
Who's that, our Mattress Mac?
Yeah, sort of. Basically, yeah. He was also, he used to be the mayor of Southlake, I think. But apparently he was burning real money there. This is the popular answer we're getting right now. Defended Whataburger like it's family. That's the one that people jump all
and
over.
Bluebell.
Bluebell, dude, Bluebell and Whataburger, yeah, it does feel
and
like you're coming.
Dr. Pepper.
Yeah.
Bluebell never had Listeria, as far as I'm concerned.
Dr. Pepper, Bluebell, Whataburger, that feels like you're coming for my family. One more here. You're not from Dallas unless you've realized that Deep Ellum just ain't for you after dark. All right, yeah. RJ Choppy, you want the 4-day work week.
Yeah, I do.
And if you can't get the 4-day work week, I know one of the other things you do want is, you know what, quit bugging these people about their remote work. If they can do their work from home, let them do it. Over one third of workers now in Frisco, Texas are remote workers, and that is by far the highest rate in the entire nation.
Whoa.
According to a new study.
In Frisco?
They have over 40,000 people who work remotely. Now, I would assume is this a lot of different California companies that have moved out here? And so they're just people who are working remotely now. They've transitioned out here, but they've still got stuff back in California. I can't figure that out, but they say that Frisco has just become a hotbed for it. Isn't Frisco really big on tech jobs too, in general?
I assume all tech jobs you could probably do. My neighbor, none of my neighbors go to work anymore. They all work from home, but they, except for one, but they all have jobs like, you know, let's say you work at you're a call center or whatever. You don't actually have to go to the call center. It just gets piped into your phone. You know, like you're a lender, you could just work from home. So there's a lot of jobs now. Because of technology, you can just do it at the house.
And that's the thought process, kind of tying this in, the Dropbox CEO. So Dropbox.com and then the cloud upload site that is Dropbox. The CEO recently gave an interview this week where, again, I would think this would be music to Choppy's ears. He thinks that if you just give your workers the freedom to responsibly manage their workday at home, they're going to reward you with more productivity. So his thought process, he said, I think it's ridiculous that you're making people go back to work if they've been working remotely since COVID. You've shown you can operate with it. Productivity is not a problem. The problem is rigidity and saying, you guys got to be here and we're going to beat you down with this. That if you just treat people like adults, they're going to reward you with, thank you for respecting me and I'm going to give you the work output. So he's not a big believer in the idea of slacking off at home. He said specifically trust over surveillance as a CEO, which I don't know. I still feel like most people I know who work from home are oftentimes going like, yeah, I'm supposed to be working, but yeah. I'm not really doing that right now. So
yeah, like your hours might change. Like you may not be.
I think it shows how much waste time there could be in the office. Where at home, like they're judging you off of production. I would think the same? And then yeah, you could be at home saying I should be working. Well, how much BS time do you have in the office? Mm-hmm. Now you're probably gonna have less BS time because you're being watched and monitored. But to me, this goes back to my seatbelt theory. You would appreciate it for a little bit, and then we'd be crying about working 3 days a week. We're spoiled. We're bratty. And it wouldn't be good enough. We'd want the next thing.
We're eventually gonna want more. Absolutely.
All right, Sean. As we do the neighborhood watch here, the storm surveying group for the United States is giving you the opportunity to apologize to Pete Delkus if you'd like to right now for you said he gave us a big nothing burger.
Yep.
Over the weekend,
and he was his energy, his tone, that's when Amanda said go to sleep. She's like, it's left Pete's body.
Yeah.
His excitement level, his hype,
he died inside.
He's running out of things to say. He was dying inside because of that overhyped storm.
Well, here's what you need to know. On Sunday night, according to the National Weather Service, they've come out with their data. 8 tornadoes, they say, touched down in North Texas on Sunday night. Now, there's a lot of it was in like Grayson and Fannin County, which was like up further to the northeast, and a lot of F1 tornadoes. But they said that it was actually a pretty violent day for tornadoes.
Well, guess what? That doesn't absolve any of the meteorologists because I didn't hear about a ton of tornado warnings. I heard about grapefruit size hail and 70 to 80 mile. Now, they did mention 70 mile per hour winds, but not tornadoes. Just saying it could be 70 to 80.
Straight line.
So straight line wind. They weren't calling for tornadoes, so they don't get the credit for
it. So you're actually saying they were underprepared. They actually.
I don't know if they're underprepared. They're just off. They're wrong. Off.
By the way, I saw a graph that Tornado Alley might be shifting east. Like, we used to be right in the middle of it. And if you look this year and like last year, it's more like over Arkansas Missouri and West Tennessee as opposed to Texas and Oklahoma. Maybe it's shifting. Maybe the poles have shifted. 2012 it happened. You know, in the movie, the poles shifted.
Ice caps.
It has shifted a little bit. Okay, have you guys ever heard of hammerhead worms?
No.
Hammerhead sharks?
No, these are hammerhead worms. This is a new thing for you to be freaked out about, I guess, Chop. So this is an invasive species, the hammerhead worm that NBC DFW was talking about this week. It says, after weeks of heavy rain across North Texas, sightings of toxic invasive worms are on the rise. The hammerhead worm is popping up in counties throughout the Metroplex, and experts say it's a real threat to plants, animals, and even people. One Keller resident said that they saw more than a foot-long worm on their porch, and it is this toxic worm that apparently can, in rare cases, cause enough toxicity to humans that it can kill. But it will kill your vegetation, your plants, everything else, and that it'll also take out some animals from time to time. This thing is creepy looking. I'm going to pull up a picture.
I don't want to look at it. Keep it off the fan cam.
You got to look. You got to know what it looks like. Don't you want to know what you're? Don't you want to know what you're gonna have Joseph Hicks go after?
If I see a foot-long slimy thing crawling, I'm going to know to stay away from it. I don't need to look at it.
But look at it. Sean, look, it has like a hammerhead like a shark.
Dude, that's a snake.
It looks like one, right?
That's a snake.
No, it's a worm.
That is a hammerhead.
It is a worm that is absolutely destroying it. And then last note here in Neighborhood Watch, with all the weather issues that we're having, on average this morning, WFA says DFW Airport, if you're flying out this morning, DFW Airport flights right now are on average 30 minutes delayed right now. And that it's even more than that in a lot of instances.
They're saying it could be 5 inches of water in some areas. I love it, man. My new trees, they're getting grip. You know, they're getting leverage.
They're getting grip.
Yeah, they're bonding to the ground. I'm not having to pay for pool this week. No grass this week. No sprinklers going.
Yes.
Fantastic. Perfect nap weather.
Your area, like where you live, your subdivision or whatever, it's always looked to me as if it started pouring, there might be like some flood issues. Do you guys get a lot of screwed. You get a lot
of the lowest
you're the
house
bottom.
In the corner.
You're the bottom of the hill.
Yeah.
Kristen had a friend who lived backed up to Duck Creek years ago. And that thing, dude, when it rained heavy, their house, I think, flooded like 4 times over the course of 15 years.
Neighborhood Watch with the Luke Bryan giveaway. The HOV portion of the expressway is driven by Mercedes-Benz of Plano on your home of the Texas Rangers. How many all-stars does this team have? The answer may surprise you. We'll recap what happened yesterday in Minnesota as well with some Diamond Cavs next on Sean and RJ.
June is Men's Health Month. Optimize your total wellness with Men's T Clinic. For over a decade, Tolos continue to trust Men's T Clinic to transform their hormone health, mental focus, weight, movement, and sexual health. Be the next life change. 972-GO-MEN'S-T or mensteclinic.com.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Wherever summer takes you, save on your journey with True North convenience stores and Red Bull. Enjoy the new Red Bull Summer Edition, White Peach, a perfect balance of bold, sweet, and refreshing. Right now, grab any 3 8-ounce Red Bull for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon, just in time for your next road trip. Save big all summer long with the True Rewards mobile app, available in your favorite app store. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Going up. Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.